This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
I want to ask this question, but I'm afraid we'll never start, so I'm not.
Ask it.
No.
What that question?
All right, Donnie, say something.
Ask a question.
Are we going to start now?
You'll say something.
Ask your question.
Alex, say something.
What's the damn question?
All right, Donnie, count the sound in your question.
My question is, Lego. Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. See, with something mean, supposed to be weekly. But I show that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is your one and only host with this 70-year-old replaced hip. This is episode 130. I'm Tricky Mick. Alongside with me is I Yield to No One.
For real, though, did you just get your hip replaced?
No.
Oh.
For real, I did.
I was like, really? Well,
that's why he's on vacation.
Because
he had his hip replaced.
Air quotes.
All right. Also with us is Alex.
Tricky Mick, I told you that hip is brand new. It's not 70 years old. It's only 3 months old. You're 70 years old.
Oh, that's, I got it confused. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens when you get senile in old age. Sometimes you forget that your pants aren't the bathroom.
And also with us, who is the individual that gave me the best birthday gift ever in the history of my life, Donnie.
Little handy, Jay.
I'm assuming that is sarcasm or not the best birthday gift, but yeah.
You know what my birthday gift was, Donnie?
What?
Your vasectomy.
Oh, snap.
You have given me faith in the universe that you will never reproduce again in this life. That makes me so happy.
Well, not really, because I can still get people pregnant up until I hit zero sperm count.
Well, then start.
So you saving them, holding them in reserve? You're not masturbating and stuff like that? You're like, no, I got to hold on.
I wasn't going to go there.
Just in case I might change my mind.
He's holding them in reserve.
There you go.
Just because I might change my mind.
Now, Alex, I got to ask, have you driven over any bridges lately?
I didn't think about bridges until you just said... Oh, Donnie's penis. Oh, Donnie's penis.
All right, and somewhere in the show, I want to know what the difference between a micro-transition and a micro-transaction is, and Donnie's going to have to answer that for me. But with our special guest, he's spoken already. He has returned, and we thought he took an early victim, but
I almost took somebody out.
Yeah, you'll show leader. Up. So with us is NM Rain.
What it do?
How you doing, Rain?
chilling. Good day here in sunshiny New Mexico.
Yeah, just so you know, all these jokes, I took 2 weeks off, and these guys like to crack jokes while I'm gone.
They like to crack jokes while you're here, though, too.
Yeah, they do. They really do. let's do as we always do and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 4793, and a plaque count of 33. Slowly working towards 35, but it's going to take me a little while to get there. What about you, Donnie?
Level 24. Oh, snap. I got you on levels.
I've
had me on levels for about a month and a half right now.
Oh, I'm just not paying attention to that, but
it's only been in the agenda for the last 6 shows.
Level 24, 4,600 trophies, and 61 plats still. And yes, it's going to be a very long time before I get my next plat.
All right, with 20 shows to go, Yield, what's your trophy count?
Level 17, trophy count of 2,596, and I'm holding steady at a platinum count of 29.
You got 20 shows to go. You think you're going to do it?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah, you don't put a right there. You say, yeah.
I mean, I could always hurry up and knock out, you know, some couple Lego games and the Ratchet and Clank HD collection. And
but you know what? Ratchet and Clank don't count to a tricky game, so those are eligible plats.
I know they are. All of my games are eligible plats. Look through my platinum list. Look them. I dare you to find one that you could argue with me.
While I'm looking, Alex, what's your trophy count?
Tricky will look.
He can go look, and I will guarantee you that you and Alex will both agree with me.
I'm doing the trophy comparison on the Vita right now. All right, Alex, you were rudely interrupted by Yield trying to prove a point.
All right, so we got some big news, folks, on the Alex trophy front. We have a new platinum. Saints Row the Third. I got my Saints Row the Third platinum.
Aw, shit.
And so that puts me up to 39, 38.
39.
If you're not 39? A trophy chum. Total trophy count is 37, 34, and I just moved to level 21.
Oh, shit.
Good job. Good job, Alex. Are you moving on to Saints Row 4, or are you moving on to GTA 5?
Or are you moving on to neither?
Neither, because I cannot play two open world games in a row.
That's why I said it.
If I've been playing a game for like a month, like only that game, I need to move on to
genres.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're going to Two Souls next week, aren't you?
Well, I'm playing something else. I started playing something else today. Another PlayStation Plus free game. Freebie. I'll tell you all about it in what you've been playing, but it's definitely a lot different from Saints Row.
He needs a palate cleanser like Hannah Montana.
Alex, you're playing Kingdoms of Almalar. I can never say that word.
Not yet, but I did download that.
Oh, you did? I have a gripe about that when we get to it, but let's get into Rain. What's your trophy count?
I'm sitting at level 16. I got a trophy count of 2,060 and 21 platinums.
All right. What about you? I know you're a fan of the show. In Donnie's eyes, in Donnie's warped view of what a trophy chump is, do you have any chumping plats?
I don't think I do. I really don't. I'm thinking back to all the platinums I've gotten that I don't think I've got any chumped plats.
So basically, do you have two plats for one game? If the answer is no, then you're not a chump.
Well, no, I do. I've got a Metal Gear Solid 3. Got a plat on the Vita and the
chump.
The PS3.
No, hold on.
Is that a chump? Yep.
But no, see, did you transfer your save file, or did you play each game separate? Did you earn all the trophies separately?
I transferred the majority of the trophies. I did.
I
did have to go back and get some of the trophies, but I did transfer the majority of the trophies from the save I did.
All right, so in Donnie's eyes, you're a trophy chump.
Oh, man, but I ain't trying to go and shoot all them damn little frogs over again. That's all that I got to say about that. Those freaking frogs are pain in the
ass. You know what the sad thing is Donnie bought a Vita tomorrow, and somebody handed him Metal Gear HD Collection. He would transfer his saves and get that plat.
Nope, if somebody handed me Metal Gear HD Collection, I would trade it in.
You would not.
Yes, really? I would. I would, because I already own it.
So you don't want to play it again?
Not on my Vita.
Oh, my God, Donnie.
Yes, I don't want to go through this again, man. I don't want to play a party game on my Vita. I want to play a Vita on my Vita. Move on.
Donnie, you are such a bullshitter.
No, I'm not.
You really are.
No, I'm not. If you handed me two of the same games, I'm not going to keep...
And you are not a trophy whore. You are a trophy whore.
I'm an honorable trophy holder.
Let's get into what we've been playing, because Tricky's Goddess is bothering me right now for a password to Netflix. Let's start with you, Donnie. What have you been playing?
Really nothing but Grand Theft Auto. I've been playing that very heavily. That's practically it.
All right.
For this week.
Alex?
Oh, you know what? No. No, I'm sorry. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but what you playing DLC?
No, you're right. But I forget that it's still the same game, basically. I was about to say, well, I've been playing also Grand Theft Auto Online, but it's basically the
when
same
it works.
Day. Well, yeah, I tried it the very first day, and
no,
it wasn't no plan at all. Then I played it Friday, which I did give it a test run, got past the tutorial and stuff like that, and then I quit because I am not too fond of the online play like I thought I was going to be.
All right, Alex?
But I finished up Saints Row the Third this week, and I gotta say, the final missions in that game, like the endings, like the two alternate endings, well, I should say the two different endings, they're both really good. I wasn't really into the story that much in that game, but that game ended up, like, tied up really, really well. So kudos to Jeff Hanna and the rest of Volition for that, because that game at the end was nice. And today, just to get a break from all the open world, assassinate this person, steal this car, do this mission, I started playing Galaga Legions HD.
How is that? I haven't played that yet.
Or no, it's Galaga Legions EX. Galaga Legions EX.
I'm Gallagher. I've smashed over 100,000 pounds of watermelon in my career.
Like, it's kind of
busting up some watermelons.
Be like me.
Yes.
Sledge-o-matic.
Gattaca.
Gattaca Legions.
No, but, I mean, if you like those, like, sensory overload games like Pac-Man Championship Edition was, if you like, I mean, if you're an old school, I mean, we're all of the age where we remember Galaga, playing Galaga in the arcade, or at least seen it sometime in our childhood. So if you're a fan of old school games, of course, it's just a twin stick shooter. It looks really good. You know, you can change the visuals to your liking. It's got, you know, that thumpy techno music. It's an updated version of a classic. I mean, if you're a nostalgia gamer and you know you grew up in the age that we did, you know, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 70-somethings, you know, how could you not like this game? So it's definitely, especially when it's for free, I mean, you can just sit there and just waste an afternoon on it.
Don, I need you to put in some breaking news music right here. I have looked over Yield's trophies. And the plats that I'm going to call questionable. Duke Nukem Forever?
Oh.
I just don't know how you put up with that game.
Yeah, it's not a whack game.
Trine?
It's a kind of... No. Kind of a... Both of those kind of a whack game, but they are.
Dark Void?
I got the Trine 2 plat.
He's got the Trine 2 plat, too. Wheelman?
No, all of those are you just named are non-trickies.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed?
What? Star Wars?
Did you ever go through that on Jedi?
And Eat Lead.
That's effing hard.
Oh, don't you talk about Eat Lead. Eat Lead that deal.
I heard that game.
So all I can say is Yield's put up with some crappy-ass games to get some platinums. That's all I can say from that whole list there.
He put up with some crappy games, but they're still not tricky. Worthyable.
Daddy,
thank you.
You lost all respect for when you can say who's a trophy chump. When you started telling everybody you were playing Feeding Frenzy, that's all I'm going to say. All
right, look, time out. Are we not going to call Donnie out for the word that he just fucking made up?
What's that word? I didn't catch that word. What was that word? I
cannot remember it, but listeners, go back and
tricky.
Not 15 seconds ago, Donnie just added A-B-L-E, able to a word to make it some fucked up monstrosity, Frankenstein of an English word monster.
Tricky worthyable.
So see?
Alright, so...
Nice try, Tricky. It didn't work.
Alright, Yield, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I mean, I haven't played anything on my PlayStation. No, I did play Pocket Trains on the iOS and Jetpack Joyride. I did say it last week, and that's what I'm still playing.
No, when you said that last week, I swear to God, the first thing I thought was you said you were playing Pocket Pool.
How do you get Pocket Pool from Pocket Train?
He said Pocket. I just assumed he was going
to. He shut his mind out
after he heard the word Pocket. He's like,
Tricky
I can't hear anything.
Pocket.
Tricky Mick, not everyone plays with their penis on a public train, on a subway.
Apparently you've never been to New York City.
I said not everyone.
And well, yes, everybody in New York does.
That's the official sport in New York.
That's the way you get on the subway.
Do they call it cock hockey up there?
Go to your New York City subway. You'll get entertained. Trust me.
Oh, God, that's what they really call the Subway series.
Oh! There you go. All right. Raid, what have you been playing?
I have also been playing the Grand Theft Autos. I haven't played online yet. I'm holding off on it. In fact, I've a few days this week avoided actually logging into the PSN because I didn't want people to see how I was playing because I knew I'd get invites into online. I want to wait a little bit, let all the little bugs and things get squared away with that. Plus, I'm maybe halfway through the storyline, and I kind of like to focus on that. My Vita, which I haven't fired up in about a week and a half, I'm kind of grinding through getting the dog tags on Metal Gear Solid 2, trying to see if I can get close to the platinum on that.
Ooh, that's a grind.
Yeah, it is a grind.
Then you're going to cross save it?
You know what? I probably will when it comes down to it, because I'm not going to grind it again on the PS3.
It ain't no cross save it. Then you're going to chomp it?
That's what it's called.
No, you're going to cross save it.
You're going to chomp it.
All right.
Flip that thing and reverse it.
I've been playing Saints Row 4, trying to work towards that plat. I kind of gave up after one of the side missions you had to do. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but one of the side missions you have to do, I was able to beat it, but there's no way that I'm going to be able to get a gold medal on it. So it's kind of discouraging knowing that I can't do that, and that's going to stop me from getting the plat. So I stopped playing that and actually started playing Grand Theft Auto 5. It's a good game, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to be playing it. It's just, I don't even know how to describe it. And in Donnie's words, I've been chumping it along the way on The Walking Dead on the Vita.
See, I have to disagree with Donnie on this. I don't think you're chumping.
All right, let's move on to our first topic. Sony has confirmed that they will continue to support the PlayStation 3 for, quote, the next couple of years, despite the imminent release of the PlayStation 4. According to Worldwide Studios boss Shuhei Yoshida, who told Games Industry that he was skeptical about the PS3 would enjoy fresh content for as long as the PS2 did, Sony isn't about to abandon the console in the near future. So, okay, well, Donnie.
So, Donnie, let's get to our first topic. What is your favorite ice cream?
Chocolate, actually, and then runner-up would be Superman.
Now, are you guys...
What the fuck is Superman?
What? Is that when you Superman is?
Is that when you Superman that hoe?
Shuhei Yoshida also said that he doesn't think the PS3 will last another 5 years, but it will definitely last for the next couple of years. Now, as gamers, and you, Rain, I don't know if you're going to be buying the PS4 on launch.
It's done deal.
Okay. So with me and Rain buying the new consoles, and you have Donnie, Alex, and Yield who are going to hold off on buying it, are you a little concerned? Let me start with the three of you. Are you a little concerned of Sony already planning to not support the PS3 as long as they supported the PS2?
Concerned, no. Disappointed, yes. I've got a huge backlog of games that I'm going through and probably will get a add to that at Christmas. So, no, I'm just disappointed that Sony is immediately going to jump ship to the PS4 so soon.
Instead of Sony jumping ship to the PlayStation 4, they should have their shipmates already ready.
And
by shipmates... people, it's video games.
So just to be clear,
a yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
It is your opinion, and I don't know about anybody else on the show, but it is your personal opinion that the PlayStation 4 is not launching with enough games.
No,
not any good games.
Yeah, they're not launching with anything worthy other than. Then I don't even think that's launch. It's Watch Dogs. That's launch, right?
Yes.
Okay, Watch Dogs
is a launch. Watch Dogs is a launch game, but you can get it on the PS3.
Yeah, but okay, Watch Dogs, I believe Killzone, which I'm not a Killzone fan, but it's enough Killzone fans out there that's making that worthy for a launch, and
there's one exclusive.
That's pretty much it. Watch Dogs and Killzone
and Assassin's Creed.
That's coming out on the PS3 as well.
It's enough fans for that too. But that's it. All the other games are ported over.
your best versions for Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs will be on the PS3. The PS4 will just make it look prettier.
Okay, this is where I had a little issue with that statement last week, Donnie. I mean, a lot of people look at a console launch and they base it on whether or not there was enough games at launch to facilitate that purchase. And while I understand that, this is why I disagree with it. Most people that are going to go out and buy the PlayStation 4 are only going to buy one or maybe two games at launch. So if they come out,
correct.
So if they come out with 10 stellar games at launch, which I'm not saying they shouldn't do, but if they come out with 10 stellar games, you're always going to be going, oh, I got to beat this game. I got to get that game. I got to get this game. I got to get this game. Me personally, when they launch the PlayStation 4, I'm buying Watch Dogs. I'm buying Assassin's Creed. And those two games are going to hold me over until Infamous Second Son comes out. So I don't look at the PlayStation 4 and launch and saying, oh, well, their launch lineup is weak. I'm looking at they have what I want at launch, and that's why I'm buying my console. I don't need 10 stellar games at launch to facilitate my purchase and feel justified.
No, people are not just going to be out there, okay, I got to beat this game, I got to beat this game, because they don't do it now. And we have how many games that's worthy of playing right now for the PlayStation 3? But... And I'm not even looking as it as where the launch lineup is not worthy, so I'm not going to buy it. That's not my reasons for me not buying it. Honestly,
no. I'm going on the fact that you said that the launch lineup of the PlayStation 4, there's no games launching for the PlayStation 4.
Well, it's not because again they launching it and they're hoping that the apps and the ports and your Station 3 games are still going to hold you over until the next game comes out. That's why you can port, the games that I have that you have now, that's why you can pay to play them on your Station 4. They're hoping those will still hold you over until the game come out, until the next game that you really want comes out. They don't have anything.
But you're doing that with the PS3 right now. I mean, look at Alex. Alex just beat Saints Row the Third, and we know he's going to be playing Beyond Two Souls. He's playing the game in between.
You
put on the same token. If the PlayStation, just our argument's sake, the PlayStation 3 launched last week, and Alex already went through Saints Row the Third. Now he's waiting for the next game to come out.
Well, honestly, really, you can't use that Station 3 as an example because it's been out for a life cycle now. So you can't use it as an example.
I'm using that example, saying that just because one game comes out, or not like five or ten games doesn't come out with the console doesn't mean there's a drought. There was a drought with the Vita, of course. They came out with a stellar launch lineup, and then there was a drought for so long of good games to play.
But okay, my whole point of this is that they're just hoping that the ports and apps hold over until something else comes out. That's basically what they're doing.
They have 35 games at launch right now.
Okay. Two out of the 35, I mean, in that matter, I'm going to give it a benefit of the doubt. 4 or 5 out of the 35 is worthy of playing.
But
that's your
opinion, though, Donnie.
That's my opinion. And just like all this is my opinion, just me saying that they're holding this, they're using this until the other games come out, that's just, come on. How many consoles that we've been through? How many next gens or that we've been through already? And they're doing the same stuff. It's a repeat cycle over and over. And people act like this stuff is new for some reason. You know, it always goes down like this. Well, I can't say that because we just now starting to use ports with the Station 3 generation, ports and apps and stuff like that. So,
all right, we can't get through another episode without Donnie mentioning ports and apps. But
it all falls under the same category. That's all we plan. That's all we plan now is ports and apps, and that's because that's what they're giving us.
But Donnie, there's nothing wrong with playing a port.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with playing a port. My next port is going to be Kingdom Hearts HD Collection. I didn't say there's nothing wrong, but my thing is, why could for these ports when you have a great system with so much inside of it that it can make your game that much great. Stop concentrating on ports and concentrate on the games for this system. Just do that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're going to continue to make ports because people are going to buy them. But like I said, just make Station 3 and then make Station 4.
But
make Vita.
But this is the thing also, Donnie, is you got games like Call of Duty. You got games like Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs. They have to be, quote-unquote, ported to the PlayStation 4 because, one, you still have to make games for the PS3 because you're not everybody that owns a PS3 right now is going out and buying the PlayStation 4 at launch, as is apparent where three of the five people on the show right now are not even buying the PlayStation 4 at launch. That's step one. And step two, they have to port it over because for the people that actually buy the system, there has to be games in place.
They don't have to port it over because it's like you, just how they try to force us into the next-gen consoles by stop PlayStation 3 because that's what the whole point of them... of this article right here is, where we're not going to do support to Station 3 as long as we're on Station 2 because Station 4 came out. That's, you know, just read between the lines. Station 4 is out now, so we're not going to support Station 3 no more.
But I'm sorry, I got to add in here, though. I think the reason why the PlayStation 2 has been supported so long and the fact that it's been so popular in the rest of the world is because of the lack of high-speed internet connections in all these third world countries, and that's why the PlayStation 2 has been so popular. The PlayStation 3 requires, you know, whether you like it or not or whether we agree or not, it requires an internet connection to be used the way it needs to be used, and so does the PlayStation 4. So I think there's less of a gap between the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4 as there is between the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 3 in that fact. The fact that you need to be able to update your games, you need to be able to patch your games, so you have to have a decent internet connection to use most of them. And I think that's the reason why the PlayStation 3 is not going to have the legs that the PlayStation 2 did in that gap. Because the only reason why the PlayStation 2 is popular now in third world countries and all these other countries is because of the fact that they don't have the infrastructure to support the internet connections that the PlayStation 3 kind of requires. You know, whether, like, of course, it doesn't require an internet connection, but it kind of does. So you know what I mean? I think that's the reason why, if it comes down to the PS3 is not going to be a third world hit, because if they have the infrastructure to support the PS3, they might as well just go ahead and get the PS4 because it'll support that as well. I think the reason why the PS2 was so popular and so had the legs that it did was because it could work so well in those Brazils and, you know, Colombias and whatever other third world countries that don't have the infrastructure to support a PS3.
It's funny that you said Brazil, because not too long ago, I don't remember if you guys remember this, but we actually did a report on Brazil that the PlayStation 2 just launched in Brazil like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and that's the reason why it's been so, like, it has had the legs that it has, is because it doesn't require the internet. It you know, the PS2 had internet, but it was only in, you know, a few games, and it was just, you know, it was kind of testing the waters in the internet. And I think the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they almost fostered this generation of requiring the internet to be able to update your games, patch them, you know, play online, these things that have happened in this generation that we've kind of taken advantage of. The PS4 is almost just the next level of that. And so the reason why the PS2 lasted so long was because it was able to be sold in all these other countries where they didn't have the internet to be able to, you know, to be online all the time, basically. Because whether or not, you know, of course, we had the whole thing with the Xbox One that has to be on the internet, regardless of whether or not it, quote-unquote, has to be on the internet, in a lot of ways, they do have to be on the internet, at least some of the time, and some of these countries can't support that. And I think that's why the PS2 found its extra legs to be able to last as long as it did, was because it didn't require you to patch your games constantly like the new generation does.
Alex and Yield, you guys have been quiet. You guys want to add anything to this?
I mean, I was just listening to you and Donnie go at it there for a while. That's always entertaining. I haven't been able to listen to it in 3 weeks, so...
My whole point was, this is, you know, and it's not a knock to Donnie, because Donnie does say, you know, what the majority of people do say, is that, you know, it doesn't have a strong lineup. But to me, I don't need 10 games at launch to feel like it's a strong lineup. I need 1-2 games. Now, yes, I can get the 2 games I'm buying at launch, Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs, they're both available for the PS3. But I'm moving on. I want to be able to play my games. And if both of those games are available for the PlayStation 4, I'm not going to buy it for the PS3.
Those games are not going to hold you over until your next game come out, because you're going to be back on Station 3 playing with us.
I probably will, because, you know, with Grand Theft Auto Online now, I'm probably going to be back playing on the PS3 with you guys. But on the same token, it's... I don't need 10 games at launch because I'm not buying 10 games at launch.
True. I don't need 10 games either, but...
And Yield?
True. You're right.
Yield, what about you?
The launch games for any system is horrible anyway. But, like I said earlier, all the games that they're bringing out, you know, yeah, it's impressive. They've got, what'd you say, 13, 30-some, somewhere in that ballpark?
I think there's actually 35 games at launch.
So, they've got 35 games at launch. Now, that is impressive. But how many of those launch games that you can get on the PS3? Till they start making exclusives. The Killzone is an exclusive. Infamous is an exclusive. I was interested in Mad Max until I found out that I can get it on the PS3. So, and for me as a gamer, until they make games that I want to play that I can't get on my current generation, I'm not going to upgrade. It's great for gamers when the consoles switch over, because now all of your older games, they're switching their attention to the next generation. So all of these good games that you haven't played yet or you were on the fence about, you're going to get at good prices because people are either trading them in, you can get them used, or they're going to drop the price of the unsold copies to try to get them off the shelf.
I'm about to take a shot here. I might get yelled at. But I'm not knocking those games. First of all, how many games are those 35 are disc-based or just downloadable games? And how many of those are indie games? Now, I'm not knocking indie.
No, a good portion of them are indie games. I will grant you that.
Oh, see? And that's when I'm not worthy.
But, all right. But
not knocking indie games.
But, yeah, okay. But, Don, you say you're not knocking it. And I understand.
I'm not saying you are knocking it. But, on the same token, it was, a couple shows ago, I was talking about how indie games don't excite me.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up just now, because it's the same here with me.
And they just recently announced, I mean, this wasn't the agenda, but they just recently announced that Flower is going to the PlayStation 4 and to the Vita.
Port. I just seen that, too.
It is a port. But, I mean, that was an indie game that was a success, and I'm interested in playing that. I have it for the PS3, but I never played it for the PS3.
You better play it on Station 3 before you buy it on the Station 4. Because...
No, Donnie, I understand. You just... That type of game doesn't excite you, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And I there's nothing wrong with that, because...
I don't. I think you're insane.
All right, speaking of insane... Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus has announced their release date. It's going to be hitting the PS3 on November 12th. So we have just a little over a month wait. And more good news, it is launching at the price point of $29.99.
Now that...
Oh, that's so awesome.
That, you know what? No, it's a... Okay. Are you finished with that now? That's pretty much all this article.
Well, I was going to go into the pre-order details, but...
Go ahead.
All right. It says, folks who pre-order from, quote, participating retailers will receive Ratchet's Pyronox armor, which reduces incoming damage by 5%. Amazon pre-orders also include, quote, roughly $30, end quote, worth of Ratchet & Clank items for PlayStation Home, according to the PlayStation blog.
Well, Amazon lost out on that. Who the fuck
right? wants PlayStation 4?
Although the exact nature of said items is not specified.
Who cares?
Here's the nature of these items, but fucking worthless.
Yeah. $30 worth of home items. Give me a break.
Also, Insomniac has released a faux pas VHS orientation video detailing Ratchet's hands-on involvement in the series development process, including his, quote, failed mocap suit made out of DualShock 3 controllers.
Who is making $30 worth of Ratchet and Clank shit for home?
Wait a minute.
Like, isn't each item there like 15 cents?
But no, wait. Some things are $1, $2. I mean, you can buy a house for $5.
But wait, there's more. Spend $30 on Ratchet and Clank, get 30 home butts.
Listen, I'm not going to defend PlayStation Home.
then stop right now.
But can I trade my whole bucks in on pesos? Because I don't imagine I can get any dollars.
You're getting Ratchet and Clank for the $230, and you're getting $30 worth of stuff in PlayStation Home. I'm not defending Home. Home, to me, is garbage. But you're basically getting $60 worth of stuff for $30. And even if you don't PlayStation Home, you're still getting a great game for $30.
Here, well, it's not going to be worth folks, it. Listeners, here is the translation to what Tricky Mick just said. I'm not going to defend PlayStation Home, but PlayStation Home is the bee's knees. I love that shit.
I did not say that.
Home for 30 minutes, and I'm set for the week.
I did not
but
say
it's
that.
But it's kind of like eBay to say, here, buy Ratchet & Clank $30, and we give you $30 worth of food stamps. Even if we do get the Amazon one, we're not going to Home to even cash it in.
Or if you want to look at it, you can buy $30 worth of Home stuff and get Ratchet & Clank for free.
No. That's an even worse selling plan.
But, I'd rather burn $30 in a barrel and get Ratchet & Clank for free.
For your participation. But no, but what I was going to say about the pricing of Ratchet & Clank, it also is good. It's very good. But by we've been used to spending $60 for a very popular game as Ratchet & Clank, it scares me to how much the value or the quality of that game is going to be by them just dropping it half price out of nowhere. Because I'm a Ratchet & Clank fan, and I want this game, but for me to spend $30 on it, and then it turns out to be something that they just threw together. Not saying they did it because they're not known for it, but it's they cut it at half price out of nowhere. And I'm not complaining because it's half price. I'm just complaining. I'm afraid for the game quality. That's what I'm saying.
All right. And
okay, nobody else.
I can see what you're saying, but at the same time, it's almost like, I don't know, like you feel like you should be paying $60 for a game like this?
No, I don't. I don't, because like I'm good, but I'm just afraid. Like I will still get it anyway. I would get it with my fears still there, but it would always be in the back of my mind until I actually finish the game. Like,
all right, well, speaking of finishing games.
Well, I mean, hold on. Before we move on, I mean, let's be honest. The ever since Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time, and they've tried to do some new things with the Ratchet series, and you know I haven't really been pleased with them. So
exactly, that's a good point, because the last two or three games that came out with sucked boats, and now they just
wouldn't
come
be
out with
that harsh, but I don't think the ideas worked as well as they might have looked on paper. The games just weren't as fun as they as a traditional Ratchet game.
But you got to kind of look at also. I'm thinking. A game like Ratchet & Clank, even if it's on the top of its game, I mean, is it really a $60 game, though? I think maybe they're looking at it more realistically. Like, the game itself is not terribly complex, and I think maybe $30 is a realistic price for a game like that, even if it is a good game. I think it'll sell more. I just think that's not a bad move, honestly.
No, it's a great move, but also the way some people are going to look at this, and you can't deny it, is saying, fuck, Insomniac has sold their last couple games for $30, $20, $15, maybe we don't need the $60 price point.
But maybe we don't for certain games. You know, there's certain games that have a huge production value that spent billions. I mean, you know, who knows how much GTA 5, well, obviously somebody knows, how much GTA 5 cost to actually produce?
$290 million.
You see? And they had $800 million on the first day, but that's a game that I think needed an $800 million opening day because they spent so much money developing. A Ratchet & Clank game, even at the top of its game, probably doesn't cost a whole shit ton to fucking produce. But then why they need to try and be greedy and grab up every dollar they can at a $60 price point? Maybe a $30 price point game like Ratchet & Clank is realistic.
Wait a minute. Did you not look at the fur? If you were to shave Ratchet and make you a coat, that would be some pretty high priced fur, man.
All right.
I mean, Lil Wayne would wear that shit.
Let's move on. The next topic is going to be GTA 5.
But hold on, Tricky. There was no speaking. No, your famous segue is, speaking of Lil Wayne, GTA 5, blah, blah, blah.
All right. The next is going to include some minor spoilers from Grand Theft Auto 5. it doesn't really spoil anything in the game, just some things in the game. You'll understand as I do this.
It doesn't just spoil anything from the game. It just might spoil some things from the game.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, some things I'm going to talk about, they're not detailed of how they would spoil it, but you'll understand as I do this. All right. Rockstar has announced that some things that were removed from Grand Theft Auto 5 before the actual release. There's about, let's see, 8 or 9 of these things. So I'm just going to go through them, and we'll, you know, if you guys want to talk about any particular one, we can stop and talk about that one individually. The layout of the city has changed a lot. If you look at the official trailers and character trailers, a lot of cutscenes in the final build are entirely different locations and angles, and the Sonora Desert was originally going to be much larger. A mansion heist that was partly coded but left out of the final game, called the Shamata Job. Strings of code text reveals the heist to consist of Michael and Trevor pretending to be a couple and being shown around a neighborhood and robbing a mansion. Code within the game reveals that the Death Wish option at the end of the game, originally intended to kill Franklin off, replaced him with Lamar. There are significantly more animations and lines of dialogue for Lamar than there are for other characters.
Oh, please cut Lamar as much as possible.
A mission involving a fighter jet and shooting down buzzards was removed that was seen in trailer number 2. Cutscenes depicting Tracy arguing with Amanda and Tracy playing an offensive Just Dance-like game were cut out. Vinewood Boulevard Radio started out as Night Ride FM, a chill wave synth pop station. Many songs were also taken out of the game of the in-game radio roster, such as Love Sosa by Chief Keef, Radar Love by Golden Earring, and Bird on a Wire by Action Bronson. In a magazine preview, it was said that Blaine County nights were so dark that the only source of light were from vehicles' headlights. Anthony Kuma of the Opie and Anthony show revealed that he would be appearing in the game as a, quote, Breaking Bad, end quote, like character, although that character did not end up in the final build. And Andy Milonakis revealed on Twitter that he went to Rockstar offices to do voiceover work, but he also did not appear in the final game.
He not the son? I thought he was the son.
It looked like he was, like, modeled after him at the very least, right?
I could have sworn he was the son.
Now, I mean, does it surprise you that, you know, with all of this, you know, with all the money that Rockstar spent on the game and how long the game is and how big the game is, that they actually took stuff out like this?
It doesn't surprise me.
No, because I figure if we put all this in a game, it would have cost $800 million to make.
No, see, they already spent the money. That's the thing. All the stuff that's in this list was already, the money was spent. It was already been done, but they decided to cut it out. So considering that they spent $200 million, built the game the way they thought, and then made these cuts, who knows how much they all costed, they still made $800 million on the first day. So good on them.
I'm going to say that, first of all, anyone who considers having Andy Milonakis do any kind of work for their project...
Should just take a bullet to the brain?
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
But that seems like a Rockstar move, though, honestly. I mean,
exactly,
you think
that,
of any
oh
Rockstar
my God.
Game, that seems like it's right on their level.
Wasn't he in 4? Wasn't he in any of the... I could have sworn he was in one of these Grand Theft Auto games.
I don't know.
If I ever find out for sure that he was in one of these games, I'm never playing that game again.
Okay, was he in Bully? I could have sworn he was in one of these Rockstar games.
No, Bully was way before he was even thought of as a comedian.
Oh, was that born?
People think of him as a comedian.
No, because Andy Milonakis, surprisingly, he's like in his mid-30s.
I think that's his career.
No, I know he's older.
And his LinkedIn profile, he's probably listed as a comedian.
Wait a minute, what? Like, I'm sorry.
Andy Milonakis is just as much a comedian as Carrot Top.
Hey, Carrot Top is funny.
Andy Milonakis is as much of a comedian as a buttered piece of toast. How do you consider him? That's like calling me Abraham fucking Lincoln. I'm sorry, I'm flabbergasted.
Nice to meet you, Abraham fucking Lincoln.
I am flabbergasted as to how people can consider him funny in any way. But I also heard nothing about velociraptors on horseback in any of that. So I don't really give a shit about any of the stuff they cut.
All right. Well, speaking of things that were cut.
Because, Tricky Mick, if they had cut velociraptors on horseback, I would be going ape shit right now.
All right. That's more. Speaking of things that got cut, apparently somebody at Rockstar Studios cut the lines to the servers for GTA Online. And it's been causing a lot of problems. Rockstar has announced that they are aware of the problems and are, quote, working around the clock to get things working more smoothly.
Which is why I've held off on GTA Online. I'm still working on the single player, and there's no reason for me to jump right in on the first day or the first week, let them fix all their freaking bugs, and then I'll take it for a spin. All
right, well, I got good news for you then, Rain. As of 2 days of this recording, which was October 4th, today's the 6th, as of October 4th, Rockstar has announced a title update for GTA Online designed to fix the most commonly reported issues is now available on the PS3 and with an Xbox 360 version due released by the end of the day. The patch hopes to deal with most of the problems reported in the updates, and which you can see if just by Googling the problems that people are having.
I got add-on news for that one, Rain, because Tricky...
I got news on the news.
Exactly, because Tricky is still wrong, because the joke is still crappy.
Hold on. I'm just reporting what the news says. I'm not reporting that it's fixed.
Yeah, I go by the time when this came out, they did patch it. But over the course of this of the patch being out, it really didn't patch anything but allowing you to play the game. They had to cut the micro transactions.
There you go.
Out. Yeah. They cut those out because
sure it wasn't micro transition.
Sure it wasn't microorganisms.
No, the micro transition is actually what it was, not running right, making it run right.
The micro transitions the micro transitions weren't working, so they had to cut the micro transactions, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just I wanted to know.
Well, yeah, they had to, because that was also an issue. So they cut them, and they say they were bringing them back, but it's not a guarantee later on in the future. But I just played it earlier, played a great deal, like maybe an hour or two, and it's still some jacked up stuff about it. Actually, philosophy actually got me hyped on playing it again, because I was not hyped on October 1st. Because, out of all the stuff that he added, he told me about what you can do in the game, which you can't do until after you level up. You practically can't do until you get, like, to level 10, which is not a bad thing to me. Let you get a feel and rank up some money and get you just a feel of what's going on. And then after you level rank 10, then stuff started to open up and so on as you rank up.
All right, well, Donnie, are you going to be labeled as a bad sport on GTA Online?
No, I'm not.
Players who consistently drop from jobs or perform other unsanctioned mayhem in GTA Online quickly find themselves labeled as bad sports. Bad sports are ostracized from the greater online community. They are placed into isolated spheres of influence where only their interactions and job participation is with other bad sports. Some bad sports are reportedly forced to wear dunce caps for easy identification. Two main known factors that contribute to bad sports status are destroying other players' personal vehicles, appears to be a key factor in designated a bad sport, while killing a character appears to be penalty-free. Wrecking cars owned by other players is an easy way to get blacklisted. Also, dropping from jobs mid-mission is a surefire way to get labeled as a bad sport. Rage quitting or stepping out of online matches has a direct negative impact on your sporting status. The first time you are designated a bad sport, it reportedly lasts for 2 days.
I understand that they have to put these protections in for the online community doesn't go to shit. But aren't, like, these rules going against what GTA is all about, which is just wreaking havoc? Don't get me wrong. Like, this kind of stuff is necessary. But, I mean, when there's a game about, like, just getting out in the city and just, like, stealing cars and just going wherever the fuck you want to and, like, just blowing shit up, getting the army on your ass.
Well, I mean, I got your back with the first one. Wrecking somebody else's personal car should not get me into a bad status.
Does it save you? Saved your garage anyway? Can't you just pull that car back up?
No, this is why I'm gonna say something about that, because the reason why they put that in there now, because you paying freaking insurance for your cars now. That's why you had to pay insurance for your car. You had to once you get your car, take it to the custom place. You had to get a tracer put on it and buy insurance. So
is this Grand Theft Auto, or is this the game of life?
Yeah,
right. seems like.
But so, yes, okay. I agree with you though. That should not penalize anybody. I say the only penalization should come from the quitting of games.
Yes.
That right there irks the heck out
of me. But this correct?
No, wrong. I think
isn't this the second time Rockstar has done this? Didn't they do this with Max Payne 3 also?
Yep.
I think Max Payne 3, what they did was if you glitched the game, you got put into a completely different server with just other glitchers, which I think is a freaking awesome-ass idea.
And the first time they let you back into it, the second time you were permabanned.
Yep, and that's the way online should go. And I think, this is cool.
No, not necessarily. No, if you're going to have an online game like that, you need to have dedicated servers. Because not everyone's got great internet connection, so you're going to get permabanned for something that you can't control.
Where don't play online, then, if you can't handle.
Because you can't say that, Donnie. Because
here's
the thing. That coming from a guy whose voice cuts out on the podcast all the time because of internet.
Now, my internet from a guy is who lives fine.
Lives in the war zone of Detroit.
My internet is fine over here. Yeah, the war zone is bad, but...
I can see because, if you have a bad connection, it's not always bad. You know, and some nights are better than others. Some times are better than others. You may hit a bad spot in the internet. You get dropped from a game. You don't want to get thrown into the dunce category just because you have a bad night with your internet connection. You know what I mean?
I'll take that back.
But the bad sport thing is a good idea. But killing other people isn't going to be held against you. I'm fine with that to a certain extent. So, okay, I can't drop a heist because I'll get put on the bad sport list. So I can go around and just kill my teammates and sink the mission that way because I want to be a dish. Yeah, I can sabotage it that way. I'm not going to get penalized. You can't kick me out. So how you like me now?
Well,
I think it's a cool idea. The implementation maybe needs some adjustment. And as far as the destroying other people's personal vehicles, I think Rockstar needs to figure out a way to make it so that, if a car gets destroyed, it's not permagone. You got to be able to recall that car, because that's just the way Grand Theft Auto is.
Insurance.
You know, if you're driving down the street, somebody throws an RPG into your car, oh, fucking well, that's what the game's all about.
Well, that's what the insurance is for, so you can get your car back.
Insurance is for.
That's what the insurance is for, so you can get the car back.
Hey, then you got to pay premiums. You're basically playing the game of life.
You're playing in-game cash at a premium.
Yeah, but that's what the insurance is for. Which, personally, you don't have to call your car back because I'm never driving my car anyway. I'm always stealing not other people's cars, not other player cars.
You know, Donnie, I love how you had to think about that before you said it.
Because
they don't throw a dunce cap on.
He was trying to distinguish between GTA life and Detroit life.
No, check it out, because you have to, because you can't steal. I can't steal your car, Tricky. I can't steal it. And I can't steal Reigns, and I can't steal Alice. I only can destroy it. Because if you go up to somebody's car who's another player, it'll come up on your phone or your message saying, you can't get in this car. This is not your car, which I find strange. But you could, the AI driving around, you only can steal their cars. So that's why I had to think about it.
This reminds me of all those rules they put in football to make it not football.
They make it soccer.
You can't. Look, so, okay, well, first of all, by the time that you probably most people are going to play through the story in Grand Theft Auto before they jump into the online, because obviously the game's been out for a few weeks at least, and online didn't launch until a few days ago, so people have had time to get through the story. I guarantee the people have amassed a massive fuck ton amount of money, so I have to pay for car insurance is not a good excuse.
Yeah, it doesn't carry over.
No, yeah, your online doesn't carry over to your single player. Your single player doesn't carry over onto your...
Well, that... I remember Donnie saying the online stuff didn't carry to single player, but that is fucking...
That sucks.
Yeah, that's
that
dumb.
That sucks a lot. That
way to go, Rockstar. Way to drop the fucking ball.
Online only becomes great when you get your level up. And I mean past 10, like somewhere in the 20s, because that's when other things...
When you can start doing heists.
Yeah, because you can't just jump in and do a heist. You can't even jump in and start doing like the big time missions. When you first get in, robbing convenience stores, and that's all you can do. Is other than like the little bitty death matches and the small little bitty missions that they consider missions in that game. So it really sucks. Online really sucks up until the point when you start leveling up somewhere high.
All right, well. Let's move on to our question of the week, because Alex kind of touched on it just a little bit, and I have the question of the week this week. And how do you feel about single player and multiplayer launching separate? And the example I'm using is, of course, Grand Theft Auto V. Are you guys okay with the fact that they launched a single player and anywhere from a week to 2 weeks later, they actually launched the online component of the game?
Actually, I'm actually not that upset with it.
Yeah. I'm okay with it myself.
A lot of people tend to, they get the game, they dive into the multiplayer, and I'm kind of the opposite. I want to get my feeling down or my senses with the game, so that way everything's kind of second nature, and then dive into the multiplayer. So the way that the delay it a couple of weeks... You know, everybody really gets a real good feel for the game, the heist and all that. And then here's the multiplayer, have fun at it. Now, the downside of it is the multiplayer's broke.
Well,
for the time being.
Okay, well, let me just throw out 2 points to you here real quick, and we can discuss these as it is. I'm okay with the fact that they launched separate, and this is my reasons why. One, you have some people that went out and bought the game at launch. You have a person like me that didn't buy the game for a week afterwards. So to add on to your point, Yield, it let me play the game and actually like experience the game somehow and get me acclimated to the game before jumping into the multiplayer. Now, you can argue and say that you shouldn't be jumping into multiplayer unless you already know how the game plays. Now, that brings me to my second thing, is by the multiplayer launching later, you're avoiding the people that are buying the game, not at launch, but waiting in 2 weeks or even a month from walking into a multiplayer match and having everybody overpowered because they're already leveled up to 10, 20, whatever.
Nah, because that was going to happen anyway. Just like that, what you're saying right now, Tricky, to me, that falls up under the whole thing of Call of Duty, because a lot of people... I say it's more percentage of the people jumping into the multiplayer than it is people doing a story.
Well, you're talking about a game that's predominantly told multiplayer. Let's use the example of Uncharted. If you jump into an Uncharted 3, if you buy Uncharted 3 right now and you jump into their multiplayer, and I'm not talking about how good the multiplayer is, Donnie, so don't even bring that point up. I'm saying you jump into the multiplayer right now, you're going to get demolished by people that are level 50, level 40, and you're going to have a problem playing the game. Because you're not going to be able to compete with these people.
Now, you can't really say that about an Uncharted multiplayer either. Because me, personally, I think levels and rankings in Uncharted is only there just for boasting. Because they don't do anything. Only thing they do is unlock clothing.
And you can... No, you unlock weapons and stuff.
Well, the weapons are nothing. You're not unlocking a freaking golden gun. And if you do, you're getting it...
No, but if I'm running around as a level 1 with a pistol and you're running around at level 50 with a rocket launcher, you clearly have the advantage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not doing that in Uncharted because those type
not
of weapons...
Not if you shoot for the head, Tricky.
No, not in Uncharted. Headshots don't count in
because I got to shoot you in your head, but you just got to get general area of me and I'm blowing up.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody has pretty much the same thing in Uncharted. Those rocket launchers and those other weapons, those are found throughout the match.
But that's my point, Donnie, if I'm playing that game, I'm not going to be able to know where that rocket launcher is, where everybody's taking the game and running off. It gives a fair advantage to everybody starting at the same time.
dude, Uncharted, everybody doesn't run straight for the rocket launcher. Everybody just heads for the people that they're trying to kill. So Uncharted, you can't really use that because the levels don't mean anything other than, hey, my level is bigger than your level.
All right, well,
it's higher than your level.
Let's get back to the point at hand. Do you have a problem with them launching separate, Don, or you want them together?
It's either way with me, because I'm not going to go into multiplayer for any game unless I beat the story first, because that's just me.
All right, what about you, Rain?
I'm with Donnie on the fact that it doesn't matter to me either way, but I think the way they did it was okay with me, but they might have should have waited even another 2-3 weeks, because it really doesn't matter to me either way, but I'd like it to be on point as soon as it hits, rather than having to wait 2 or 3 weeks after it comes out for them to fix a lot of little things, you know, like they are right now.
So where were you last week and a week before that when we talked about, when I talked about what you just said?
Here's something else I want to bring up. A lot of people complain about multiplayer with the servers, and they talk about how the servers are crashing because they're getting overloaded. By delaying the multiplayer a week or 2 weeks, or you know, even a month, you at that point, Rockstar knows how many people bought their game, and they know what to quote unquote prepare their servers for the kind of traffic.
And it really didn't help.
Well, in this case, yes, it was a fail, but. But essentially, you could use that information to know, okay, I'm going to have, you know, 20 million people at any one time trying to play on my servers.
So basically, you know, Rockstar dropped the ball. Because, they should have had that information. They should have known how many people had their game, but yet they still weren't prepared for that number of people to try and use the online when they did.
Well, correct. But see, I mean, what I'm saying is,
well, I'm sorry.
I'm saying by them releasing it separate, you can have that information.
Oh, I agree. And especially with something as broad as GTA Online is supposed to be. I mean, it's basically supposed to be an MMO universe, quote unquote. They should have taken full advantage of the knowledge that this many people own our game at this point in time. We should be able to accommodate this many people. Rockstar just kind of dropped the ball on that. And I would have much rather them taken an extra 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, release the online a month later. Then you know that more people have enjoyed your single player campaign. The people who just want the multiplayer, they can hold off. Who cares? You know, like I honestly, on a game like GTA, it doesn't matter.
Yep. And actually, take what you just said. They got the information and multiply it by double that amount, because they already know who is going to, the traffic they're going to get. So multiply that so you can make for certain that it's not going to do, or the less amount of the mishaps that's going on.
All right, Alex, what are your opinions about this?
Just make sure you get the multiplayer right. I can hang on with the single player, you know, for a little while. So I can have my phone single player, and then you just get multiplayer right, and then we'll be fine.
All right, Yield, do you have any final comments?
No, pretty much like everybody else says, I can go either way. I like this idea, of waiting a couple of weeks, even like Ring said, throw it out a month. Let people get it, see what the interest is in your game, then you can build up your servers, and you can fine-tune your online a little bit more and concentrate more on your single player. But when you do this, when you wait a week or two or a month, if someone ever gets out that far, then you gotta make sure it works and not use the excuse of, well, I didn't think everybody was gonna be this popular. Really? You made how many billions of dollars day one and you didn't think everybody was gonna try to play the online?
Yeah, my bad. I'm cutting you off. You guys cutting out on my end, so I think you finish.
That's all right. Well, we're gonna finish this off. Alex, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit here, buddy. Real quick. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
If he did, like, you wasn't gonna do it.
I heard the last two shows, and I think you did a spectacular job with the housekeeping. So, can you do the housekeeping this week?
I can.
But I don't want
to. Will you do the housekeeping this week?
Otherwise, our trophy, I'll send the trophy horse killer after you.
Well, he doesn't live. I can hide very well. Okay. All right. So I don't want to die, so let's do some house cleaning, folks. We don't have any trophies and tips, do we?
Don't play Grand Theft Auto if you're trying to get trophies.
Yeah, I imagine people learn that from playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's any Rockstar game, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't figured out, if you're not hunting platinums on Rockstar games, period.
Yep. Oh, now Red Dead wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I got it, though, but it was bad.
You know, Yield, I could hear the fear in your voice as you said that. Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Was there a red dot right in the middle of your forehead there? Was there a Rockstar sniper right outside your window?
And what made Red Dead so bad is the same thing that GTA 5 has, is that you have to rely on the internet players to get you that platinum.
Oh, here we go.
No, but that's what you do. You can't.
Let's do the housekeeping before he gets going, okay, please.
Oh.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear Donnie. Oh.
You do not need to rely on internet people to get your plat in Red Dead Online.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you
do. No, you do not.
You need.
You cannot.
You need eight people on the posse in order to lock at least one on trophy.
Exactly. You need at least
That's the only one, and you can get it by begging.
Okay. I did. Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
If you sell your stuff on the side, you can get that trophy.
And also, you need somebody that has the what I like to call the virus trophy. You have to kill somebody that has the trophy already in order to get the trophy yourself.
Yeah, that was a piece of cake.
It feels like, hey, you know that Narcotics Anonymous meeting in that one movie? Damn it, what the hell is that movie where he's all, you ever suck dick for marijuana?
Yeah, that's the movie.
It's half baked.
Yeah, half baked. There we go. It's like that Narcotics Anonymous meeting where he's like, you ever suck dick to get a trophy?
Tricky.
All the time.
Vegas. I seen him do it.
No, but I did watch the Orange is the New Black, and I got to recommend that show to anybody that likes lots of lesbo act.
No, that junk has no meaning whatsoever.
It has a lot of lesbo action.
No, it doesn't. No. In the show, matter of fact, let's just skip to happy trophy hunting.
Alex, the housekeeping.
Proven Gamer, we're looking for anybody who has some skills. We're looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, and news reporters. Definitely check out the front page of Proven Gamer because there's a little... Yes.
Front gate.
Yes. There
you know what,
Tricky Mick? Fine. There you go. You're doing housekeeping.
No, I'm just giving you a little piece, taste of your own medicine there, buddy.
No, no. We'll have a taste. Suck on this medicine. You're doing you're doing the house cleaning.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and bump shakers. If you're interested in applying, go to the front page of the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will personally get back to you as quick as possible. While you're on the site, check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of videos, go to YouTube, search Official Proven Gamer, and watch all of the videos there, including Donnie. You've been lacking on some movie reviews lately, buddy.
Man, I am so lacking. What it is that I'm my only crew member in my crew as far as video production, and it's so freaking hard to do what I want to do being the star, the producer, and most of all the hardest thing to do of doing all that together is the camera guy too.
Call up Eddie Murphy. He knows how to play multiple roles at one time.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, and he's not doing anything these days.
Yeah, and he's not, but he done everything but play the camera guy. So you can't do all that stuff and do the camera guy.
You don't know that.
So that's the only thing holding me back. And I did see a lot of it. I seen the new Chucky, which was not bad until the very freaking end.
All right, if you want to contact us, if you want to contact Donnie about Chucky, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can contact the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. And you can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can also contact Rain at NM Rain. I don't want you. I don't want you saying that I messed that up.
I love how he just like completely stops and pauses and completely pronounces it every time now.
N period M period
M.
Well, I did that because I said it the last time, but with my accent, you thought I mixed up the letters.
The only issues I've really had with your accent was when you was talking about watching hardcore porn, and it sounded like you said you was watching hardcore porn.
You can also email us, jovihorns@rubingamer.com. You can also give us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369.
Also, if you're cruising on Facebook, please do a search for Proven Gamer and hit that like button. We know you're on Facebook. Even Donnie's on Facebook nowadays. Come on, guys.
No.
You had to remind me. Yeah. You had to throw salt in that wound. By the way, I'm stuck on 79 friends, Donnie.
Donnie could be number 80.
I'll tell you what. You send me an invite, and I'll sign on to Facebook just to get you over the 80 hump.
Well, do, if you're going to be my friend on Facebook, are you just, like, on there, or are you, like, just, like, a ghost town?
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm a ghost town on Facebook, man. I'm just there.
Exactly. All right, we'll stay Twitter friends, but Donnie.
Dude, I'm not there.
Donnie, you're, like, the elusive, like, Golden Goose Platinum Trophy on Facebook.
You seen that movie Prestige?
I want you Prestige? Because I can't have you, Donnie.
You ever suck a dick for a Facebook friend?
I want you, but I can't have you.
I seen him do it.
Oh, my God. Where did we go wrong with this? Where are we at on the housekeeping? Oh, there are several ways you can listen to us. You can listen to us on iTunes. And you can listen to us on Stitcher and the Xbox Marketplace. I don't know if it's still called the Zune Music or what it's called nowadays. But anyway,
Tricky, it's called Bangarang.
Okay, I did find out recently that you can actually leave us reviews on Stitcher also. So if you listen to us on Stitcher, please leave us a review. I'm gonna have to look into that, see if anybody has done it already.
Or is she gonna get stitches? Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Donnie
talks about my bad jokes. We have some sponsors.
That's just my one to your many.
When the fuck did DMX join us on this podcast?
You heard that, right? We have several sponsors, the first one being MiracleCup.org. Please go check that out. Underdog is running a simulated race for charity for Extra Life, which
simulation race tournament,
which we will be getting to talk about Extra Life more in the weeks to come, including this episode. We are also sponsored by Play31.net. 31 is a poker style variant game. If you don't know how to play 31, please check out the website. They will teach you how to play. I have learned that they're actually going to be launching Gin Rummy soon on the site. If you, while you register, use code 1212 while registering, let them know you came from provengamer.com. And a bonus, which I have unconfirmed what it is right now, will be added to your account. It offers real money and play money tournaments.
I got a question. Since they added Gin Rummy, when do Go Fish and Bridge follow? Bridge? Are those like in the coming months?
I'm a no motherfucker!
Bridge is coming, I heard.
The only people that I know that play Gin Rummy are like aunts and uncles.
And Tricky.
And
well, he is 70, so he's got a you know.
Fuck you, okay?
He has to.
We delayed this long enough. Donnie?
Amazon!
Yes, you're sponsored by Amazon, if you could, while you're shopping on Amazon. We know you do. Please stop by the website first, click on the Amazon tab, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you.
Donnie's asleep?
No,
he's snoring.
I think that's his wife.
No, that was me doing a sound effect.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
even though she is right here, though.
Oh, the duck call hasn't started yet? Yes, it doesn't cost you anything extra. It does help out.
Smile.
Tremendously.
Well, you about to get Donnie fucking punched, dog.
tell the wife you said hi, Donnie. All right.
They said, what's up?
Also, check out our other podcast, TG Spoilers.
What she said?
Also, check out our other podcast, TG Spoilers, which hopefully this show is out of time, and you can join us for our next episode, Trophy Chumpin', which is dated for October 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, let's move on to our shout-outs. Alex, let's start with your shout-outs.
Really don't. I would like to think it's been a while since we talked to good old NM Rain, so thank you.
Especially with you, Alex. I podcasted with these other cats a couple times. You went on your hiatus. It's been a while since I podcasted with you, and it's a pleasure.
Yes, it is always a pleasure.
Rain, if you remember correctly, you actually came on the show because you killed Alex off.
Yeah, see? I brought it back to life. I breed life back into you. I took you out of this world. I could bring you back in.
I put you down and I picked you back up. Put you down and I put you back up.
What are you, some kind of voodoo priestess there?
Apparently, I don't know. I took that old, you know, saying and flipped it.
Yeah, that was. I'll give you points. You can tell me who said that first.
Was it Bill Cosby?
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, see, I am the oldest one on this show. I remember Bill Cosby jokes.
It was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah, Bill Cosby himself, which is freaking awesome.
God damn it, we did this as Jesus Christ.
Well, Bill Cosby. Hello, my name was Jesus Christ. He said, my name is Jesus Christ. God damn it, will you get back in here?
All right.
Digressing part two.
Rain, your shout out.
Well, hold on, I wasn't done.
Well, I don't care. Rain, your shout out.
Did his shout out.
Tricky, can I ask you a question? Can I please do my shout outs?
Only because you said.
It doesn't matter what you say.
Well played.
A shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you guys for listening every week, as you always do. I would like to give a shout out to Tina, Tricky's future wife, his fiance, I guess we'll call her, for putting up with Tricky shit.
I think that's the technical term.
I would also like to give shout outs to two of my friends, one who lives in town and one I'm going to visit soon. My friends Jake +++ and my friend Amanda.
How you doing?
I'm done with shout outs.
How you doing?
Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to Tricky's mother and grandmother, just like he does every week to Donnie.
Oh, why you gotta go down that road?
Go down what?
Why you gotta go down that
path? Doesn't matter what you say, Donnie, shout outs.
It rains shout outs.
I'd like to give a shout out to you guys for having me on. I always have a ton of fun when I'm on here. And apparently the crazy train, which is going crazy up in the background. And I'm gonna take it around and I'm gonna go a shout out to Alex's mom and grandma. Just because, you know, we're gonna switch it up a little bit.
They are wonderful ladies, I will say that. They are
I'm sure they are.
They have earned sainthood along with Dorothy Mantooth.
Mantooth is a saint.
No one's taking them out for a seafood dinner and they're not calling them.
All right. Yield your shout outs.
I will give a shout out to NM Rain for being on the show. See, Tricky, I can say it without pausing.
I can say it too, but he
that's good that he enunciates.
He doesn't think I can.
Hold on. Tricky, say it.
NM Rain.
Right. What? Eminem Rain?
Eminem
Rain. NM Rain.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It's funny. I would also like to give a shout out to my wife and her sister who had birthdays this past week.
Yeah, but you forgot to call
and
me.
And I would birthday. Also like to. Huh?
Yeah, you forgot to call me on my
birthday.
I gave you a shout out for your. Actually, I gave you two shout outs. I gave you an early shout out, and then I gave you a shout out the correct week. So, back up.
His wife.
And then I would also like to give a shout out to Tricky's Goddess for picking him up, Grand Theft Auto 5. And giving her a shout out this week because apparently I gave Donnie one last week.
All right. And Donnie, your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out also. In M Rain.
Okay, hold on a second. Did he cut out for anybody else or just me?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he cut out.
Okay, Donnie, your shout outs, buddy.
Mr. My Internet's so good, it never cuts out.
Yeah. That's the best internet here in Detroit.
Yield's internet's so bad.
It's the best.
The funny thing is, Donnie could have edited all that right now, made it sound like perfect, but now that you guys tracked on him, he has to leave it in the show.
Well, he's got the best internet in Detroit, which is saying something.
Detroit. I want to give a shout out to Rain.
Rain.
Oh, it's been a minute, man, since I talked with you. Also, the rest of my Trophy Horror podcasters. And I want to also give a shout out to the listeners, because you guys are awesome. And since I know them personally, half of the listeners' mother and grandmother, tell them I say, how you doing?
Just give shout outs to everyone's grandmothers and mothers.
And I want to give a shout out to Alex Yield and Donnie for holding down the fort while I was gone. A shout out to Black Chaos for filling in for one of the shows. A shout out to Rain for coming.
See, he just totally skips it this time.
Yeah, he just, it's not an issue. We're just going to take the first two letters completely out. We're just going to call it Rain. It's all good.
I want to give a shout out to Chocolate Rain for coming on the show this week.
And
Black
Rain. I want to give a, I'm stealing from Yield's other show, Game Twerp. I want to give a big twerp you to Jimmy Johnson of NASCAR, who ruined my birthday by winning the race and beating my driver to the finish line.
How inconsiderate. What an asshole.
He didn't win the race. Harvick won.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about last week. I was at the race. That's why I wasn't here to record.
What an inconsiderate asshole. He didn't get the memo? What the freak?
Why didn't he throw something out on the track and make him wreck?
Because I wasn't that close.
Oh.
And thank you for spoiling who won the race today, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, shit. All right.
Well, happy Harvick won.
I guess he was happy, huh?
He just saved you 3 hours of DVR. That's all he did.
No, he saved me about 5 minutes of DVR, because I was only going to watch the last 10 laps.
What's the point of being a
fan? Are you serious? Like, are you really a race fan then? Because
everyone
knows racing's about going out to the track and like having like 10 hot dogs and getting drunk off beer and watching cars go around 500 fucking times.
I will tell you this, and Tricky's Goddess is aware of this fact now. You go to a NASCAR race, you go into the infield, it's like fucking Mardi Gras. Girls,
I know because it happens. It happens at the Derby. Every year.
And girls will walk around topless. You walk up to anybody, hey, can I get a hot dog or a hamburger? They don't even know you. They're giving away stuff.
You got a hot dog in these nuts.
And, I got a hot dog for you.
That is going to bring an end to my...
And of course, in the infield at all those track races, you can see Tricky Mick in a thong and a bow tie. That's it.
Yes. I wear my Speedo proudly. But that's going to bring us to the end of the shout-out. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out, chumps.
Doodaloo. Later.
Raptors on horseback.
Horseback bitches. Raptors, bitches.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
Check it. Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Now download another one.
Continue your hordeum.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.